From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty then, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program coming to you from the packed South Point Race and Sportsbook here in the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas. We are on Las Vegas Boulevard, which of course, as you know, is the Strip. And all I can tell you is folks are already here a little bit after 7 a.m. Pacific time, and they're already jammed up for day two of March Madness. It was crazy here yesterday from not only the packed sports book, which is right behind us that you saw, the folks are already filing in, getting ready, but of course the big exhibit hall upstairs was absolutely full as well, and it will be doing the same thing today. So if you're here in Las Vegas, if you are flying up to spend the weekend for March Madness here in Vegas, this is a great place to be. The big exhibit hall has huge screen TVs and all of the food and beverage. I saw on Twitter yesterday, they took a picture of the food and beverage sign for all the food and beverage in the big exhibit hall upstairs, and it was ridiculously low compared to what you're paying for all of these all of the food and beverage in other places. So they're really doing a great job here at the South Point. March Madness is on. Day one is over, but day two has just as many games and just as crazy people out there that are playing away on the college basketball championship. And we welcome you to the South Point and here on the Race Day Las Vegas show. Of course, we will be talking about racing here, but we're mixing a little bit in of the atmosphere here at the South Point. We welcome you to the show again. We come to you from the South Point Studios over the South Point Studios Network, the streaming network at YouTube. If you haven't tried it out, do so. It's a great accommodation for you. You can see and hear the handicappers and all the good stuff as well. And if it's going to be your first time, make sure that you hit subscribe. Make sure you become a subscriber. It is free of charge, so don't worry about that. And we love to have you join us on the South Point Studios Network. That's for sure. Here in town, people I know are running around early, not only going to work on this Friday, but also coming here to South Point to enjoy the March Madness as well. If you're doing that, you're listening to us on our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, everybody else around the world gets us on our websites at racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, your iPhone, your Android with the KSHP app for your radio, and the YouTube app, of course, for the South Point Studios streaming television network. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, is going to be a jam-packed Friday. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend here in Las Vegas, from the hoops on the court to the racing on the racetrack. And we welcome you to our show. Now, I can tell you this right now. The weather is going to be a big factor as far as the weekend races are concerned at the fairgrounds. You know, the fairgrounds is having 8 stakes races overall tomorrow. They have a Derby race, of course, the Louisiana Derby that holds 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. They also have the Fairgrounds Oaks that has 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And, of course, out at Turfway Park, you've got the Jack Ruby Stakes and the Bourbonnet Oaks doing leaderboard points for both the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks as well. But the key thing about this is the weather in Louisiana, specifically at the fairgrounds. Now, Jonathan Hardoon texted me about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, what the track looks like this morning during workouts at the fairgrounds. It is an absolute muddy mess. The storm went through there. There's still residual portions of the storm going through there. They expect it to move out as that particular cell of storms moves now through right through Florida. Florida is going to be a mess today, too. And there's another storm that's heading in the northeast, and that storm holds snow. It is spring, but it's already snowing in the Great Lakes area, etc., and that's going to be moving across to the northeast, so much so that tomorrow, Aqueduct has already canceled their Saturday racing card in anticipation of that snow coming in. So Aqueduct has been canceled tomorrow, Saturday. They will move the Saturday program to Sunday. They expect that storm to be moving quickly, as it is through Florida, Louisiana, in the south. The same thing will happen in the north. But as far as this weekend's racing, there's going to be really some difficulties as far as racing conditions. Like I said, Aqueduct canceled. They'll race on Sunday. The Saturday card, by the way, if you're handicapping and you did the Saturday card, that card will be moved to Sunday. The Sunday card will be rescheduled. So that's how it works up at Aqueduct. But now getting back to the fairgrounds, where we see that the track has just been muddy, and I mean, it is a sea of mud right there right now. We hope that throughout today, as the cell moves and gets away from New Orleans, that they'll have a chance to dry that track out. And then overnight, if it's dry enough, they'll start harrowing it and seeing if they can get that track anywhere near what it needs to be for a great racing card tomorrow, Saturday. If that happens, you know we're talking about the turf races. There's several turf stakes races there at the fairgrounds tomorrow, amongst the 8 stakes races on the overall card, a big day at the fairgrounds. We believe that they will at least keep the turf races, the turf stakes races on the turf. The other turf races may come off. So that's the latest at the fairgrounds. It's going to be messy today at the fairgrounds. Hopefully we can get that track in some good order by tomorrow when they run the fairgrounds at the fairgrounds, the Louisiana Derby, and, of course, the fairgrounds Oaks. As far as Turfway Park is concerned, well, no matter what's going on through the northeast there in the Midwest right now, you know they have the all-weather track, the Tapeta racetrack. And so that shouldn't affect Turfway Park that much, except for the fact that maybe some horsemen who might have cross-entered in some of these races may very well decide to go in one place or another. So that's the latest as far as the weather is concerned for tomorrow's big racing. Remember, 8 big stakes races at the fairgrounds. You got 6 more at Turfway Park. And then, of course, Laurel has a couple. Gulfstream, Santa Anita, they'll check in with their stakes races. But as far as the stakes race held tomorrow at Aqueduct, that will be moved over to Sunday. And so we'll wait and see about that. But for today, a fairground is going to be bad weather. Just bad. That's all I can say. All right. Here in Las Vegas, in case you're coming out for the March Madness weekend for a little basketball and, of course, horse racing. Right now it's 55 degrees outside. The sun is shining. The sky's blue. We're going to get up to 78 degrees today. We're going to top out at 78 today. Tomorrow we're going to get some wind in the area, topping out at 67. And, of course, the cool air will follow that wind shear coming through. And then on Sunday we should expect 61 degrees. But remember that it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race and sports books here at the South Point. Okay? Enough said about that. Yesterday, we had a couple of winners from our handicappers. Jerry Jackowitz gave us the 8th race winner yesterday at Aqueduct, a $7.10 winner there. And Jonathan Ardoon, again, you listen to Jonathan. His horses get bet down in the 4th race yesterday at Gulfstream. He gave us Battling Bubbles, who was at 5-2 on the morning line. That one got bet down, but the Bubbles got there, bursting the Parimutuel payoff at $5.20 there. So, you know, we have that there. And John Lindo's Linda report, I got to tell you, his Linda report for Oaklawn Park yesterday, he had the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 7th, and 9th races selected right on top on his Linda report yesterday at Oaklawn Park. Unfortunately, that big long shot that he gave us had some racing trouble and did not win. But I can tell you one thing right now, his sheet was... very well meant at Oaklawn yesterday. That final winner, by the way, on top paid $12.40. And right in the middle of all of these runnings of the races yesterday at Oaklawn, a huge $87.60 winner came in the 6th race that provided good payoffs, great payoffs for the pick 4 and pick 5, etc. All right. On today's show, we got Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Rich Eng, of course, will be back with some more NCAA tournament selections and his thoughts about what happened yesterday on the court all over the place. It was just great basketball all day long. And, of course, John Lindo will be here with that very important Southern California report, the California Horse Racing Board. Yesterday's meeting in the California Horse Racing Board, it was very contentious. You know, they were the Horse Racing Board on the agenda yesterday was the approval seeking from Northern California at Pleasanton for racing dates up in Northern California to take the place of the closing Golden Gate. Here's what happened. 3.5 hours of debate in the California Horse Racing Board, their decision in making whether to grant this license or not. In the end, it was 6-0 in favor of giving them the racing days at Pleasanton. Now, you know, we were talking about the letter and the position that Santa Anita, the owners of First Bet Santa Anita, made in a letter to the California Horse Racing Board a couple of days before that. But they were not swayed with the threat of either closing and selling Santa Anita or dropping the purses there. The California Horse Racing Board unanimously 6-0 gave the approval to Pleasanton Racing for this year. Now we'll wait and see the response that Santa Anita has after the letter they sent, the rejection of that letter that was sent, and now the ramifications afterward. We'll have that with John Lindo as well. And then, of course, Jerry Jackowitz is back with us with his selections for Aqueduct. And all our handicappers certainly have selections for Santa Anita. Santa Anita starts its weekend racing today as well. So without any further ado, all I can tell you is the weather in Southern California is okay right now. They do have a front that's making their way from the northwest on down the coast. We'll wait and see if that has any ramifications or any implications for the weekend racing at Santa Anita. But for today, it's fine. And like I said, Two big systems are moving through in the south, through the Gulf area, a lot of rain, etc. And in the north, through the Great Lakes area, moving to the east coast, snow. It is spring, but there's snow up there, and it's cold. All right. Enough said about that. We will continue with our Friday show here at the South Point Studios. Coming up next, of course, we'll get to your racing menu and start with our handicappers, so don't go away. We will be right back on this day two of Madness Mayhem here at the South Point. Place is jumping already. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Alrighty, want to remind everybody out there that again, the March Mayhem Madness party and celebration continues here at the South Point for day two. The exhibition hall opened with the thousands of seats up there. And I can tell you by the looks of how it filled up yesterday, everybody was having fun and a great time, and they didn't have to spend a lot of money if they wanted to have a drink or something to eat up there as well. So food and beverage discounts and special prices for them. And, of course, free admission to the big exhibit hall to watch all of the great games going on all day long here for day two of the NCAA basketball tournament. And, of course, again, want to remind you that it's all free. You can come up the big banquet tables, all that. The sports book behind us is filling up fast. People are getting ready to make their wagers, etc. Plenty of places to wager, including the kiosks and your sports apps. If you want to get a sports app for your phone, etc., it's going to be a great time today. Let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the race book. Simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Want to remind you, our first post times that we broadcast on this racing menu every day is that of the Pacific time zone. So, if you're listening here in Las Vegas, certainly here at the South Point, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books and the race book here at the South Point later on today. We are in the Pacific time zone. Everybody else out there, you know where you're getting us from. All those different platforms, etc. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. I don't want you to miss anything. An opportunity to making a bet and winning a bet. So make sure you adjust the times from the Pacific time zone, okay? Don't want you to miss anything. Like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. All right, here's the menu for today. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. I can only tell you the two tracks in Florida. You better watch out for the weather there. It looks pretty nasty on the weather map, that's for sure, for Florida today. Tampa Bay has nine races. They have races scheduled for the turf, so you want to watch out for that as well. Nine races at Tampa Bay in a first post time of 9:20. And Tampa Bay, I do believe they have a carryover here somewhere, do they? No, I guess not. How about that? Tampa Bay, all gone for carryovers. First post time, 9:20. All right, next up comes Laurel Park. Laurel Park does have a jackpot carryover. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $5,756 at Laurel. That's their pick six jackpot carryover. They have 10 races. First post time, 9:25 at Laurel. Then we go to Gulfstream Park, back down there in Florida, where the weather is, you know, it's going to be kind of bad. Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover at Gulfstream Park today is already up there, $437,447. That's the cash in the jackpot for the Pick 6 today at Gulfstream. First post time for 9 races set at 10:10. 10:10 first post at Gulfstream. Then we go to the Big A, Aqueduct in New York. Now, you know they're going to cancel the races tomorrow at Aqueduct because that storm is making its way there. And as far as today is concerned, they say it's sunny. The track's fast. 34 degrees. It is cold there. But, boy, what a difference a day makes, huh? Aqueduct has their first post time at 10:20 for their 8 race card at Aqueduct today. All right, back down to the fairgrounds. As we said, the track is muddy. It's going to be off today at the fairgrounds. Hopefully that weather will just pass its way through there for the big racing card tomorrow. 8 races today at the fairgrounds, and they have a first post time at the fairgrounds today for their 8 races set at 10:45. 10:45 at the fairgrounds. Sunland Park, they've got 9 races. All 9 races are thoroughbreds. The 8th race is their stakes race of the day, and Sunland Park has a carryover. I do believe they do. Let's check it out. No, they don't either. How about that? They cleared the portals at Sunland, too. Okay, 9 races at Sunland. First post time, 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita, weather looks good today, anyhow, for Santa Anita. First post time is 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock this afternoon at Santa Anita for a 9 race card. They got 9 races on tap today at Santa Anita. First post time, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Golden Gate, Northern California, they've got 7 races today at Golden Gate. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover is $24,273, $24,273 at Golden Gate for their carryover in the Pick 6 jackpot there. First post time is 1:15 at Golden Gate. Ah, they've just posted it now. Go back to Fairgrounds. I knew they had a carryover there. Fairgrounds, Pick 6 carryover, $925. Guess that wasn't even worth broadcasting, but the Pick 6, it's a regular Pick 6, $925 there. We continue. Turfway Park has 8 races. 8 races at Turfway. First post time is 2:55. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $24,654. And a first post time Turfway at 2:55. Penn National, they'll kick in with an 8 race card today. 8 races at Penn National. And Penn National's first post time is at 3 p.m. And then, of course, Charlestown. We wrap up with Charlestown. Charlestown races, Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $52,906. And a first post time at Charlestown for their 8 races is set at 4 p.m., 4 p.m. Pacific. All right, that's the racing menu for today, Friday. Now we go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by in upstate New York. Jonathan, how is the weather?
You wouldn't believe it, Ralph. They're expecting 7 inches of snow tonight. 2 days ago, it was in the 50s. Just crazy. By the way, all of Florida is off the turf. Gulfstream and Tampa have now taken all their races off the grass for today.
Even the parks, you can't go on the turf. No. It's just off the turf for everything. Oh, everywhere you go. Don't walk on the grass anywhere in Florida.
You can't cross your lawn. You can't do anything. Everything is off the grass.
All right, so they're off the turf at the Tampa and Gulfstream Park. Honestly, we expected that to happen because that entire area there from the Gulf on the out of the West Coast going right across Florida to the out to the you know, Atlantic Ocean, it's just going to be a mess. Hopefully we can get the fairgrounds straightened out a little bit. Boy, that picture you texted me this morning with the with the lights still up and the horses that were working out on it, just sloppy
quagmire.
Yeah,
it's just real slop, the old-fashioned one. By the way, like you said, Aqueduct already canceled for tomorrow. They're expecting 3.5 to 4 inches of rain. Yeah. So and high winds, so they pulled the plug early and probably the right thing to do.
What did they say what they were going to do with the Sunday card?
Saturday's card becomes Sunday's card,
right?
And I don't think they drew for Sunday yet, so they're going to probably save us. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, they'll probably add a race or two during the week and make it 9 races or maybe even 10 races. Well, that's good. That's okay. At least let us handicappers know ahead of time. We don't want to be wasting pens and all that stuff and time handicapping our form and then, you know, just
for not.
And even if you get to the racetrack, then you get to the racetrack, they leave you sitting around, they delay posts, and then they send you home, and nothing annoys people more than that.
And the big annoying is if you got, an off track that you might have been handicapping for, and then the abundance of scratches come in, and then it changes the complexion of the race hall. You know, it's just so many variables for handicappers to give them a fair chance at playing the races. So I think that was a good move. Get it out early.
I agree.
All right. Well, Jonathan, there's two races that have implications for the Kentucky Oaks, which is the Friday, obviously, before the Kentucky Derby. Big racing card at Churchill Downs, the Kentucky Oaks. And it is a very prestigious race to win for three-year-old fillies. And there are two races tomorrow that have Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points attached to them. Of course, the Bourbonetta Oaks at Turfway Park will only have 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks. But the Fairgrounds Oaks at the Fairgrounds is going to have 100 points. So that really means something for the leaderboard there for the Kentucky Oaks. As far as the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard right now, Jody's Pride is pretty much in already with 65 points. Fiona's Magic has 60. Lemon Muffin has 50, along with Tarifa with 50. And then you got Jin Jin and several others. As a matter of fact, in the top 10, the 10th horse, Into Champagne, only has 25 points. So you can see that the races tomorrow are certainly going to have an effect as far as the leaderboard is concerned. Now, Alpine Princess in the Bourbonette Oaks at Turfway Park. By the way, this race was over. They got 10 horses, 10 fillies running in this Bourbonette Oaks tomorrow. And Alpine Princess, who drew the rail, was the 2-1 favorite with Louis Saez and Brad Cox aboard. Alpine Princess has been cross-entered, but you got news about this.
Yeah, Alpine Princess is going to run at Turfway. She's going to scratch at Fairgrounds. I don't think they want to run up against Tarifa, the other Brad Cox horse in the race, so they're keeping them separated, and she needs points. So if Tarifa wins, it's going to give her less of a shot to get points enough, even if she runs second. So they figured they're going to take the easy way out and try to go to a Turfway and see if they could win there.
Well, a lot of the three-year-old fillies outside Alpine Princess might be new to people, that's for sure. And, of course, they'll take a look at, I guess you would want to take a look at the fillies that have performed well on synthetic surfaces, don't you?
Yeah, you would think. That's why it's very difficult to handicap those races. Even the Jeff Ruby, I think they have 12 horses entered, and nine of them are trying, Tapita for the first time. How are you supposed to handicap that? How do you know who likes what? I mean, it's just pretty tough for me. And again, you have so many opportunities and places to bet. You can avoid a track or a race in these days for sure.
Well, and the thing about trying to handicap either the Oaks or the Jeff Ruby with horses that haven't run on the synthetic is you don't know how they will transfer what past performance information and races they had to the synthetic. That's the big question. If you see a horse that says, man, this horse really figures, but he's run on the dirt, the big question is, will he transfer it to a synthetic racetrack? In your handicapping experience, when you get to the point of that, when that question, is there any signs at all with either a breeding or a trainer that trains well for that or anything else that might give you an impression that this horse will run good on Tapita, even though it might be the first time from dirt?
Well, I'll fall back on is if they've run on the turf and they've run well on the turf a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times that you could transfer turf form to poly track form. It doesn't happen as much as it used to, but at least it's something to fall back on. It's like betting a turf or a dirt horse that's never run on the turf or a turf horse that's never run on dirt. How do you know what they're going to do on that surface? Yeah, you could look at workouts and see if they worked over it, if the work's good. But for the most part, until they run on it in a race, it really doesn't mean much. And that's why that's why you get the results that you get at Turfway. If you remember, Ralph, when they first opened, every day, pick fives are paying $100,000, $80,000. Yeah. It was total random. But now, after they've run over it and you have some sort of history, well, now you could start handicapping it. But for these big races on Saturday, you have horses shipping in from all over the country trying to get points, and very few of them, if any, have run on synthetic in the past.
Well, I think the main objective for obviously the both the Derby horses and the Oaks horses running at Turfway Park, since they know that when they get to Churchill Downs, it's going to be on good old American organic dirt, that they're just looking to achieve points to make the cut to get into those races at Churchill Downs. But you know, for turf racing, the one thing is handicappers rely a lot on when a horse has been, you know, running or working out on the dirt and go to the turf, the breeding. I mean, we have something to go by, you know, turf breeding. I just wonder if anybody has taken the effort and the time to look at if there's any horses out there, stallions out there that have breeding that, you know, works well for you know, synthetic like turf.
Well, it's really been a new a phenomenon, because when did they start with Tapeta Track? I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you know, on a steady basis, like at Gulfstream or at Golden Gate Fields. I don't think it's been much longer than that. So now you're going to finally see, you know, offsprings out of horses that have run on it. And it's now they're starting to use it more than they've ever used it in the past. So it's going to take some time, I guess, to figure out the breeding. I know Cozons have been very good on synthetic. There are a handful of them that when you see, and it's not, I don't know, I didn't do a study or anything, but sure, it just always seems to me that that's what it looks like. That's what's happening. You know, so.
You know, Jonathan, you're right. The stability of and a multitude of synthetic tracks has been most recent, between 7 and 10 years. But I remember when Hollywood Park was still there, and the crazy thing that the California Horse Racing Board did years ago was, you know, mandate that the Southern California Thoroughbred tracks had to put in synthetic racetracks. And so Santa Anita, Del Mar, and Hollywood Park all had synthetic. But when you're talking about the Southern California weather, when they got down to Del Mar, the synthetic track, since it's all synthetic, you know, plastics, et cetera, mixed in, rubber, that the track was so hot to the horses' hoofs that it was like sticking on them, and the jockeys,
they would pull their shoes off.
Yeah.
They would pull their horses' shoes off. If you remember, they used to spray like Pam or something on the horse. And every one of these were different, but the best one was Hollywood Park, because they started with synthetic.
Yeah.
They kept adding dirt, a little more dirt, because the company that did their installed their synthetic went out of business, I guess.
Yeah.
So they made their own concoction, and that was the best one. You can never repeat it, because they probably don't even know what they did.
I know.
But that, all the synthetics, that was by far the best one.
And not to mention the fact that that synthetic is, whatever was left that was good of it, is certainly gone, because that's where, of course, the big stadium is at now, SoFi Stadium in California. But what I'm saying is it has been a process, and but it does work out well. That synthetic does work out well for Turfway Park because of the weather conditions there, and when they run in the wintertime, when things can get up frozen, it really works well there. So we'll wait and see.
Listen, for certain areas, Ralph, you need it. You need it for Turfway Park, because if they didn't have it, they would have more canceled days than they would have days running. So we get it. For certain, you know, certain states and certain parts of the country where weather is certainly in effect, you certainly need it. But you don't need it everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. It depends on the part of the country that gets the weather when you have your racing season as well. But I will say that a lot of racetracks are putting in this tapeta footing for the training tracks, like they are at Santa Anita and at Gulfstream Park, you know, as well, Gulfstream has a racing surface there as well. Anyhow, the Fairgrounds Oaks is a different bailiwick there. It'll be running probably on some sort of an off track there tomorrow, and full field there. And as you say, it all gets around Tarifa. Brad Cox, runner, Flavian Pratt, going to be riding there. The morning line is 8-5, but Intricate is at 2-1 on the morning line. Tyler Gaffleone for Brandon Walsh, and they're going to break side by side. Tarifa post 5, Intricate post 6. Are we looking at maybe an early rivalry with these two 3-year-old fillies?
No, I was hoping that the track would be fast, and I'm still hoping that the track dries out, because the number one horse in there, Vivi's Dream, who's run against both of these horses in the past, and she's gotten bet, Ralph, against both of them. Uh-huh. She went off 3-1 last time out, and before that, she's been the favorite every single race of her career. The thing about her is her last two races were horrible, but there was a reason. Both of those races were run over sloppy tracks. Go back to her fast track races, and any of them are good enough to put her in the thick of things. That's why I'm hoping that somehow the track dries out, because I would love to bet the one horse in there, especially if I get anywhere near 8-1.
Well, we will keep that in mind, that's for sure, and so will the race day players out there. Let's see if they can work a miracle at the fairgrounds and get that racetrack to anywhere between good to fast conditions, and we will wait and see about that. That should be a good race, though, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Jonathan, let's get another couple of winners here. And, you know, tell your backers not to bet that much money on these horses so we can get a price or two.
Ralph, that horse was 5-2 when she left the gate. So yeah. I got.
Oh, my goodness. We got that bet down during the running of the race? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, one of those years. Anyway, first of all, two radio plays comes in the eighth race today at Aqueduct, full field of 12. You have a couple of late scratches there, but I love the number 9 horse in here, Peony. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Christopher Clement barn, red-hot Dylan Davis aboard to ride. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Career start number 2 will be a winning one for number 9, Peony, in today's eighth race out at Aqueduct.
All right, in the eighth race, by the way, number 4, Geopolitics, which was 2-1 on the morning line, is scratched, along with number 7, Better Be Smart. So the 4 and the 7, the 7, Dolce Veloce, was 8-1 on the morning line. So we're going to try to hold that price, but you know the Jonathan Hardoon factor on the race day show. But nevertheless, we've got a singleton for the last race for all of those bets that move into that last race, the 9, Peony. Dylan Davis aboard, the 9 in the 8th race. What about San Nita?
We're going to look at the 4th race today, Ralph. And let's be honest, this is slim pickings today at San Nita. A lot of short fields. I like the number 4 horse in here, Rider's Candy. I can't believe I'm selecting a 5-year-old maiden who's 0-14. However, graduation day today for number 4, Rider's Candy. 3-1 on the morning line in today's 4th race at Santa Anita. The 2 is 5-2. The 3 is 8-5. So hopefully we'll get somewhere around 5-2. Number 4, Rider's Candy, graduates and beats the field in today's 4th race.
Beats the field of 4. Other horses. Okay. 4 other horses. Right. It's 5-horse field. In any case, in the 4, the race number 4 is your pick, the 4 and the 4th. By the way, he has full sheets for both Santa Anita and Aqueduct, along with Gulfstream and Oak Lawn Park as well, right, Jonathan?
Yes, and tomorrow, since Aqueduct is not running, we will replace it with a full card at Fairgrounds.
All right, you got it. And it's at your website. Give them the website.
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph.
All right, Jonathan, get ready for the weather change there, and we will talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll take our break, and we'll get right to Rich Ang standing by with more basketball info for us. Don't go away.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races.
Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, Sportsbook is filling up, that's for sure, and that's because day two of March Madness is about to start. We go now to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, busy day yesterday. Give me quickly a game yesterday that really raised your eyebrows.
Well, two games real quick. One is Nevada had a 20-point lead midway through the second half. They got scored 24-2 down the stretch by Dayton to lose. Just an unbelievable choke job. And then Kentucky, obviously, that's the biggest upset yesterday. They lost on the floor to Oakland. Oakland had raining 3-point field goals. And, you know, that's one of the blueprints for beating a big favorite is to shoot well from the 3-point line. Oakland did.
Well, all I can say is that Kentucky, as soon as the game was over, I saw the Twitter or X alive with all the people opining, time to get the coach out of there.
You know what? I know that's the knee-jerk reaction, yeah. But I'll tell you what, I'm actually going to defend John Calipari and the fact that, you know, he does recruit very well. He gets a lot of top freshmen who are what they call one-and-dones. They play 1 year of college and then go to the NBA. There's a lot of talent there, but in the tournament, those freshmen, they don't have the right composure to play against upperclassmen. Oakland was a veteran team, even though they weren't as talented, but they had a lot of juniors and seniors. Kentucky just was too young.
Okay, what are we looking at today?
Well, I want to try to – one of my plays is going to be an anti-SEC play, and the fact that the SEC yesterday went 1-3 straight up in the first day of the tournament. The game I like is Colorado. Who was one of the play-in winners. They beat Boise State. They're a +1.5 against Florida. I like the Colorado Buffaloes in that game. And then the other game that I'll play is Mountain West Conference. They actually played okay in a couple of games. They are New Mexico is an 11 seed. They are a 2-point favorite over Clemson, the ACC. So let's go with New Mexico as my second choice in basketball.
All right, and the point spread again with Colorado?
Colorado's +1.5 over Florida. And then the second game I like, New Mexico is -2 against Clemson in the ACC.
All right, bet numbers, 769 is Colorado, 777 is New Mexico. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit impressed with the Colorado, that's for sure. Their middleman is a tough guy. And we'll wait and see. That's for sure. Again, 16 games today. So we get and then the winners of yesterday get to play tomorrow. And it's just a great deal. That's for sure. Especially here at the South Point. And I know you got a selection for horse racing as well.
Yeah, Santa Anita. I heard you and Jonathan talking about the card today. I tried to find something here to make some lemonade, Ralph. Let's go to race 8. It's Maiden Claiming going 1/16. We'll go with the number 5, Dark Marcus, who's dropping down from Maiden Special Weight class to this Maiden Claiming 20. Huge, huge class drop. It is going from turf to dirt, but I don't mind Dark Marcus, the number 5 in race 8.
All right, 8th race, number 5, Dark Marcus is your play in the 8th race, Santa Anita, the 5-horse Dark Marcus. And we want to remind everybody out there that Rich Eng has a full sheet for Southern California Racing, every Southern California Racing Day. So you have a full sheet for Santa Anita today, right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites, for sure. That's absolutely. Horses and hoops. It's a great time of year, Richie.
Yeah, yes, it is. And I'll end on this note. I have 5 future book bets in the NCAA tournament. Luckily, fortunately for me, I went 2-0 yesterday with Michigan State and with Kansas. So I continue.
That's with your future books.
Yeah, That's my future book bets. Yes.
And but you you picked Texas Tech and Duquesne on the show. How'd they do?
They didn't do very well, Ralph. Overall, in my individual game betting, not good, not a good day. But this is a marathon, not a sprint. So
you better
sometimes
believe
you got to dust yourself off and get up.
And people who play, who are players, both in horses and sports, know that you can't win every day. But as long as you win enough, that's what it's all about. The bottom line at the end of the day. Thanks a lot, Richie. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. And again, we remind everybody that March Madness is continuing here. The mayhem, they say, March mayhem continues here at the South Point. The sports book is full. The exhibit hall was full yesterday. It'll be full again today. Get on out there. Food and beverage discounts, great deals on the food and beverage. The free, it's free up not only in the exhibit hall, but, of course, all throughout the entire property. And plenty of betting windows to bet your heart out as far as basketball and horses are concerned. It's all free of charge, starting with parking your car free in the parking lot. Right here at the South Point. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Today, there's a special Sports by the Book extended show. They've expanded it now, and it'll be on this morning right after we're done at 8:30 this morning, Sports by the Book on day two of the March Madness. And, of course, they'll be here as well on the weekend as well with us from the same time, 8:30. And they're going to expand the coverage, of course, for March Madness because, simply put, there's a lot of games out there to cover. That's for sure. Sports by the Book right here on the South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube. Not on the radio anywhere, but right here on YouTube. Check it out, folks, that's for sure. All right, now let's go to John Lendo standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. I guess 3.5 hours of debating and all that, and even the letter from Santa Anita to the California Horse Racing Board that some saw as either a threat or gamesmanship did not matter to the board. It was a unanimous decision, 6-0. They're going to give Pleasanton the racing days.
Yeah, I think that letter may have turned the tables. Actually, they got a lot of responses from the board commissioners to Craig Fravel of First Racing. One of the, Damon Castellanos called him a bully, and there was a few other things. And when it came down to it, Pleasanton will get 10 weeks of racing between October 19th and December 15th. And that money, you know, I know Santa Anita and Del Mar were hoping that the race dates would not go in Northern California, so that simulcast revenue would come down and help with the purses down here. So now we're going to find out in the next week or so, as Santa Anita's got to announce purses for the upcoming spring portion of their meet, you know, what will the cuts be and what's going to happen there? So, you know, they made the threats, they did not get their way, and now we'll see what they follow through and what happens.
Well, some things as far as horsemen are concerned, I guess the cal-bred maiden bonuses, they said, is going to go from $17,500 to $15,000. And, of course, the big thing for the race players are us. A lot of people don't know this, but when you go to the Northern California fairs, the takeout for the percentages for the bets up there is a little higher than the regular. It's a county fair type of thing, so it's a little higher. Are they addressing that? Is that going to be the same rate as it would be when it was racing at Golden Gate?
The Thoroughbred Owners of California brought that point up in the meeting yesterday, because you're right. During the fair portions of the racing in Northern California, and even the L.A. County Fair meet at Los Alamitos, The fair takeout percentages in one place show in exotic wagers is a little bit higher than what you get on a regular basis. And the Thoroughbred Owners of California want to make sure that the takeout rates would be the same as what we would have if Golden Gate was running those same dates. That was not confirmed yesterday, but it is on the table. It's been addressed. So at least it's out there and people know they have to look at that.
All right, John. Well, we know this is an ongoing story. Can't wait to hear the feedback from Santa Anita after the big slap in the face from the board in Northern California, as far as their letter was concerned, yesterday. And this is an ongoing story. No doubt about it. Steve Knapp got fined $1,000, 15 days by Santa Anita for soundness rules.
It was one of those things where he did not have the proper vet check protocols going into putting some horses in training. They reviewed it. And again, it was something that wasn't caught, and it lasted a little bit for a while. And so he'll sit out April 1st to April 15th. But you got to remember, after the Santa Anita Derby weekend of April 7th, the following week is dark. So it really isn't as long a suspension as it looks like on paper.
You got an additional $500, I guess, for another soundness rule violation. But this was from Santa Anita, right? Or was it from HISA?
It's a HISA rule.
Okay. You got
it, Mike. It's a HISA and a house rule of Santa Anita, correct.
Okay, so they're splitting the difference, but he's stuck $1,500 in some days, that's for sure. All right, John, what a day you had yesterday. I know you chose a pick on our show that had a good possibility as a long shot. You were looking for value for us. That horse, 15-1 on the morning line, got bet down to something like 5-1 anyhow, but didn't quite run well. But I got to tell you, the overall Lindo report yesterday, how about five top winners out of nine races yesterday? And of course today the Lindo report covers Santa Anita with selections in all races, the suggested late pick four, etc. So we're going to cut right to the chase and get a pick from you for Santa Anita.
Let's go to the fifth race at Santa Anita. A lot of professional maidens in here. It's a good spot for number three, Rhino, making a comeback. Juan Landeros is the trainer. He's the guy handling the Dan Blacker barn while he sits out of suspension. Landeros won his first race on Sunday with Gavia, who won by 16 lengths. This horse is training well. Again, he catches a marginal field, and a 6-1, there's value here. Number three, Rhino, race number five, Santa Anita.
All right, fifth race, Santa Anita. You like the five, Rhino, the five and the...
No, the three horse.
Three and the five race. The fifth race, number three, Rhino, the three and the fifth race. Of course, that's the anchor race, early pick four, early pick five. Get the rest right now. The Lindo Report covering all the races comprehensively, exclusively, only here in Las Vegas at the South Point Racebook, and it's free of charge to the horse players because they simply love horse players, and John as well. Thanks a lot, John. We will keep an eye on the ongoing story.
All right. Enjoy the day, Ralph.
You got it, my man. We're going to go quickly to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry apologized, but we had to talk a little bit about that vote on Southern California on the show today. We got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes to get a couple of picks from you. And thanks for the winner yesterday as well.
Yeah, the winner paid pretty well, all things considered, with the scratches. So we didn't catch the hookups. But what we really want to remind everybody is you either make a win bet or you make an all. You have to make a win bet because when your horse wins, you have to cash. You have to get something out of it. And then the turns, the extra horses we give you, those are ones you put more money on.
So, all right, I know you can do this. We got 1 minute to do two picks.
No problem. No problem. All right, let's go to the seventh at Aqueduct for our first play. Horse Be With You, the four from Chris Englehart. We're making a good win bet on the four, playing the four with the 3-5-6, doing reverses of the 3-5-6. Four in race number seven.
All right, seventh race at Aqueduct, 7-2 on the morning line with Eric Hansel aboard. The four, Horse Be With You. We hope he is. The four, and the link-ups are 3-5-6 in reverse. Now on to Santa Anita.
And the sixth race, we're doing the same kind of play as we did yesterday. Unfortunately, it didn't come in. It's like a cue. We're going to make a good win bet on the one, and then we're going to use the four as our exotic turn. But the one in race number six, Big Novel, that'll be our play with Juan Hernandez.
All right, and we got to remember that the link-up didn't get there yesterday, but the horse that the winner did, and that, like you said, the win bet comes first. So in the sixth race, you like the one, Big Novel, the one, and the only punch is going to be with the four, so it's going to be 1-4-4-1, but the one is the win bet at Santa Anita, that in the sixth race. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages. For all of Santa Anita and all Aqueduct, available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, the madness continues here at the South Point, not only in the sports book, but hey, there's a lot of race players out there that are mad about just racing in
in all sorts of forms, and it's going to be there today. A lot happening here at the South Point, so come on down and join us. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow morning at our usual start time. Jerry, you got one more thing to say, so go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.